This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today is part three of a message we began on Monday on church unity from the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. We ended with some material by a man by the name Paul Cedar, who talks about the five causes or symptoms of church disunity. Number one was personality conflicts. Number two is where we pick it up today, single-issue people. Single-issue people. Let it speak to you today. God bless you. Single-issue people can impact a family and impact a marriage. Single-issue people can impact a company or a business, and they can impact a church. It's a cause of disunity, a symptom of disunity. Number three, divisive people. What's a divisive person? This may sound strange to put it this way, but I'm really serious. A divisive person is a man or woman who has a gift for dividing people. They know how to go to one person and tell them something, and then go to the other person and tell them something, and then you know what they do? They step back. Let's watch and see what happens. Divisive people enjoy strife. Divisive people usually draw their energy, their emotional strength and energy from conflict, and they love it. And that may be great in some businesses or organization. I don't think it's good anywhere, but it's deadly in a church. Divisive people who love to cause conflict just for the sake of conflict. Number four, angry people. This is the most interesting. And here's what I mean by that. There are people that are angry, and they don't even know why they're angry. You've got people that you work with are angry, and if you were to talk to them maybe for hours or days, you'd find out they're still mad at their father. They're still angry at their mother. They're still angry at an ex-husband. They're still angry at an ex-wife, and they still haven't resolved those anger issues, and they don't know why, but they're angry all the time, but they're angry about everything. I asked a Christian psychologist years ago, what's his theory about angry people in churches? And he said something I've never read. I've never heard a speaker say this, but this was his theory. He said, Randy, I think that people manifest anger in churches because it gives the impression that they must be in charge. It gives the impression they must be a position of authority. Why? Because they're mad. I'm mad about what's going on, and I'm in power. I'm in control here. And therefore, it sometimes gives the false impression, I'm in charge. I had never thought about that before. I'm not sure I totally agree with that, but I thought it was an interesting thing. One more, power and control people. I want to read Paul Cedar's comments on this directly. One of the sources of conflicts in churches arises when one or more people attempt to take control of an organization or a congregation or exercise illegitimate authority over others. They're usually self-appointed. Now, the Apostle Paul gives a prescription. Very quickly, I want to go through this. The four things that we're to do to maintain unity. Number one, to be humble. Isn't that interesting? That's the first thing he says, be humble. Humility is recognizing that other people and God have made things possible in my life. And I said this in the first two services, humility is something you seek, but you never claim it. You see, the moment you and I get up and say, I'm a humble man, we just lost it. The minute a woman says, well, I'm just a humble woman, that's all I am, she lost it as soon as she said it. Humble people don't brag about humility. Humble people don't claim the humility. They just seek it.
Well, if this message speaks to you at all, my guess is you've had some experience with disunity, you've had experience with conflict and anger in churches. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.